All right, we're going to roll into our post-race media availabilities here in Martinsville for today's Xfinity 500. We are now joined by Denny Hamlin, who is locked into the Final Four, headed to Phoenix next week. We will take questions for Denny. If you have a question, raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll take as many questions as we can in the time that we have available with Denny. And who would like to kick us off? All right, we'll go to Jeff.
I mean, did you sense that was coming from contact was coming from him before it happened? Did you feel like it was inevitable, or?
I think he sent us on the first lap after the restart. He just pushed us all the way till we got into the shit in 3 and 4. So that didn't work. I got back position on him, and then he just kept running into us, and I finally just moved up and said, "All right, fine. If you're better, just go pass." And I think he saw it wasn't going to be easy, so he just took the easiest route possible.
So, how do you view that, like, going forward? Because I guess he had said on radio, at least, that some incident at Texas you had, and you said, "Hey, I'll give you a ride on my plane to make up for it," or something like that. You were apologetic, and you had gotten into him at some point, and you said to make up for it, you'd give him a ride on your jet, is what he said.
Okay.
Anyway. I guess you're more even than that now in his view, but
okay.
How do you race him going forward? I mean, you have a championship to race for, so.
Yeah, I mean, you find ways to settle it.
All right, additional questions for Denny downstairs? All right, we'll go upstairs. Are there any questions upstairs?
One.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we've just been really strong on these short tracks. No matter how far we're down in horsepower, how much better Hendrick cars are in general, we're fighting and we're clawing and we're still finding ourselves with a shot to win each week. And so I knew that our 750 program in general has just been a lot better than the 550 this year. Some of the advantages that the Chevys have. It's not as big. It doesn't show up as much on tracks like this. So you're able to just kind of, finesse your way around the track. Obviously it wasn't ideal starting in the back, but I knew pretty early that, after an adjustment or two that, like, it was a good enough car to go up there and contend.
All right, additional question upstairs, and then we'll go downstairs to Dustin. Go ahead.
It's just Chase Elliott fans, man. They're just, they're not, they don't think straightly.
All right, Dustin, go ahead.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple things. One, does that bother you?
No, not at all. They're going to boo the shit out of me next week, I can tell you that.
A couple other things. Is early in the race when you were back in the back, the six-car incident, how close was that? How much?
It was close. It was closer than I certainly wanted to be, for sure. That's the tough part when you get back there. It's just, you're not worried about really yourself causing an incident or whatever. It's just, back there, those guys are fighting and bouncing off of each other. I mean, on lap 10, they're just door slamming. And it's just a different type of racing back there, so you really try to just tread lightly as you can, and I think one of them hooked the other one, so that was the biggest concern I had, was just getting caught up or getting the grill knocked in early in the race.
Also, while I understand it's not one-on-one, I know you got a teammate and Kyle has a teammate, but the opportunity, after all this season to be racing Kyle and two others for the championship, with the way the season you and Kyle have had this year, what does it mean to have that opportunity and that chance to race your friend?
Yeah, I mean, I've said for many, many weeks now that it would be a disservice if someone other than the two of us didn't win. I mean, he's obviously probably the most deserving over the course of the year that he's had from start to finish. But the format, you just never know. I nearly all ended right there in turn three, for silly reasons. But that's why, I always preach about, I wish sample size was bigger. You don't have somebody else's mistakes that can take you out of what you've done for the whole season. But certainly, I think, when you look at the four that are in it, it's I think it's, the best four that you could possibly put in that race. So I think all of them, would be deserving champions. Obviously, Kyle would make the most sense.
All right, Denny, thank you for hanging with us for a few minutes and giving us your perspective. Best of luck next weekend in Phoenix. All right, we're going to continue with questions. We've now been joined by Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, who's making his way up front. And we'll continue with questions. I think we're going to go back to Dustin with another question.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, since you were there to hear Denny's response, just kind of your feeling. Again, I know you got a teammate and there's still another, there's three other people, but the opportunity to race with Denny and also the reigning series champion for the title.
Yeah, definitely. As Denny mentioned, I think the way we both have performed throughout all the season, I'm glad to see us both with the opportunity to race for a championship, as well as Chase and everything he's kind of had to go through throughout this playoffs and being the past champion. As also, as Denny mentioned, I feel like the four most deserving teams are probably in the final four. So proud that we were able to do it and look forward to battling everybody next week.
All right, additional questions. Are there any questions upstairs for Chase or Kyle?
No.
Any questions downstairs? All right. Go to Jeff or Dustin, then Jeff. However you guys want to share the mic.
Chase, to get to this point, it certainly has been a up and down playoffs for you at times. What has the 9-week journey been like to get to this opportunity to have the chance to defend your championship?
Yeah, well, certainly hasn't been pretty. But at the end of the day, having a shot next week is really all that matters. And frankly, I feel like you make it to Phoenix and it's anybody's game. So getting out there and being a part of the Final Four is a really big deal. It's really hard to do. I'm really proud of my team for continuing to push through and battle some adversity and just keep fighting. I got a great group and I don't want to go to battle with anybody else, so just really proud of my group for not only today but just the whole run. And our eyes are on Phoenix now, and we can focus on going out there and putting together a solid race, which I know we're very much capable of doing. And I'm excited for the opportunity.
All right, Jeff, go ahead.
I don't know if there's any explanation for this at all, but I mean, it seemed like 440 laps were pretty straightforward. Like, fastest cars were up there and you guys were, racing it out. And then like 60 to go, just everything changed. It was chaos. Like, is there any explanation for why some things suddenly switch in a race like that?
I mean, desperation, I guess, and some people needing to win, restarts, guys might find themselves in a little different position than they've been in all day. I mean I'd say the biggest thing is just the need to win for some guys, I would have to think, but I'm probably not an expert either.
All right, any final questions for Chase or Kyle? Okay, we'll wrap with Dustin, and then, in the back.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Chase, the contact from the two car, I mean, you just talked about desperation. Is that kind of what you expected, or is that even crossing the line in a situation like that from your point of view?
I mean, it's tough. I was racing them hard on the outside, so, I wasn't super surprised that he made a mistake. I mean, as hard as he hit me, I knew he didn't just, clean me out on purpose. I figured he wheel hopped or something. I haven't seen it, but, really moving on was all that mattered. and I had made some bad choices on adjustments and kind of got us behind. So the real reason that happened was because I made a bad decision on what to do to our car, and we started playing defense. And when you start playing defense, you typically start crashing a lot of times, especially when guys need to win. So I blame myself for you know, leading us down the wrong path more than anything. And I didn't think it was on purpose, you know, either. So all good.
All right, go ahead.
Michael Massey, the front stretch. Chase, I don't know if you heard what Denny said when he was in here or not, but he said the people booing him were Chase fans and that they don't think straightly, to quote him. How does a comment like that make you feel, that he kind of took a shot at your fan base?
I'm going to lose so much sleep tonight. Like, I might not sleep at all. That's how concerned I am.
All right, we're going to go.
My fans don't care either, by the way.
Clearly.
All right, we're going to go upstairs for an additional question. And just for everyone here, Martin Truex Jr. has joined the table as well. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was really worried as soon as it first happened, because I felt like the contact was very, very minimal, but I felt the tire pulling on the steering wheel, so I knew I had a tire rub, and I, you know, obviously seen the smoke, and so I was really worried at that point. But you know, ran two or three laps, and the guy said it looks a lot better, and it looks like it's going to be fine. So, you know, at that point, your bed's kind of made. You have to stay out there and pray and hope that it doesn't go flat, and then from there, just you know, we were able to just fight and battle, and you know, got run into, got out of, knocked out of the groove once, and put in the wall once off of two at the same time just after that, and then luckily we were able to have two good restarts at the end and get in the right lanes and make up some spots. So definitely was worried, but luckily it held together there.
All right, additional questions upstairs? All right, we'll come back downstairs. We're going to go to Alex and then up front to Jim Utter. Go ahead, Alex.
Alexandra, with the Charlotte Observer. For Kyle, the multiple speeding penalties, was that just a product of, like, having the speedometer set up differently? And especially when you were kind of on Denny's bumper at that one, why was that?
Just being too aggressive and, you know, being, I think, locked in, I guess. You could be a little bit more aggressive. So yeah, I don't know, just mistakes on my part. Nothing. When I was on Denny's bumper, that's not where I was. It's not where I sped either. So I sped once leaving my stall, and then once coming into my stall. So just was too aggressive in the corners. Because you want to be as close to the guy in front of you as you can to shorten the distance up.
All right. Additional questions. We have one up front with Jim. Mike, Jim.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. For Martin, you seemed like you could have gone through a season's worth of emotions, like in the last 50 laps or so. Did you even have time to assess everything that was going on? And how important did you feel that the choose decision on the last restart was going to be for your situation?
Yeah, you know, it's never an easy situation to be, you know, kind of on your last run of the race and be, you know, kind of in 1 minute, out the next. So, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do other than drive. And, you know, like I said, fortunately we were able to gather ourselves up there and make a pass and we actually got in a good spot before the last two cautions came. I think we were in by 1 point or something at that point, and you know, luckily just able to have two good restarts. So, I mean, in those situations, it's all you can do. You know, I mean, thinking about it and worrying about it doesn't do you any good. You just got to try to go and hit your marks and do everything you can to get the most out of your race car. So luckily, you know, we were able to do that. And then, like I said, the last two restarts were critical, but the last one for sure, because, you know, the 18 was second. And if he would have, you know, got to the 48 and knocked him out of the way like he did to the 11, then, you know, Kyle's in, we're out. So needed to try to stay close to the front there. And luckily we were able to, you know, start there on the second row and hang on to that spot, which was critical.
All right, additional questions? Go ahead, Jeff.
That huge piece that was like hanging off your left front, I mean, was that wasn't rubbing your tire?
Like it was close. The fender rubbed I think, behind the tire a little bit early on, and then it kind of clears itself. So I just made sure I not swerve the tires under caution. They told me don't swerve the tires under caution, and I think you're going to be all right. So that's what I did, and it worked.
You don't feel anything? I mean, you just see it flapping around there, and you're just like, okay.
I actually couldn't even see it where it was. It's so low, you know. It was in the front, so couldn't really see it there. But I felt it when it first happened. Like I said, I mean, it you feel it rubbing the tire and pulling on the steering real hard. And the first time I come off the corner with it, off of turn four, it about pulled the wheel out of my hand. I said, oh, something's, you know, bad wrong. And then from there, it just got better. 2-3 laps later, it was, you know, you couldn't feel it anymore. You just knew that you're worried because you knew it was rubbing at some point.
And then when you slammed the wall on the backstretch.
Got slammed into the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that did.
I don't know. I have no idea how we finished fourth.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket on the way home.
All right, I believe we have a question in the back.
Trey Lyle, Virginia Talk Radio Network. This is a question for all three of you. Obviously, the dominant two teams this year have been Hendrick and Gibbs, and now it's an all Hendrick and Gibbs championship four. Just talk about, you know, the dynamic between these two teams all season, kind of battling with each other. And then a question for Chase. You talk about not having a lot of sleep tonight. What will happen if the Braves win tonight?
Yeah, it'd be great. Pulling for them, for sure. I kind of want to go, to be honest with y'all. So I'd love to go home and go down there. But I you know, go home and watch and pull for them and see what happens. But, you know, obviously, like I said a minute ago, more than anything, just proud of my team today. And you know, haven't been super pretty, but we have a shot at it. And, you know, that's all that matters at this point. So looking forward to the next 7 days and seeing where we stack up.
All right, additional questions? Any questions upstairs for one final time?
One.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's me again. Is this round almost more hair-raising, anxious, high anxiety than even next week's race?
Yes.
Explain why. Is it because it's Martinsville?
No, I mean, it's just eight guys. You know, it's like the eight best guys of the year trying to wheel it down to four. And you know it's going to be tight. You know it's going to be close. Every spot's going to matter. You know, unless you're Kyle Larson, you won 30 races this year, it's going to be close. So, 29, sorry. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you just know it's going to be close. And then you come down to Martinsville and you know it's going to be a nail biter, which it was. So, you know, next week is, you know, it's a damn honor and a pleasure to get to race for championships, and you know only four of us get to do it, so it's a fun week, and it's definitely a lot less pressure than trying to go 4-8 or 8-4, I should say. Sorry.
All right, one final question from Alex and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, this is a kind of a two-part question, but first for Martin, were you expecting, I guess, the speed that Hendrick showed, not just between these two but like all four guys pretty much?
I mean, I'm not surprised as fast as they've been all year. And then, you know, they've typically been pretty good here, you know. So, you know, 9's always been strong here. And the 24's been pretty good the last few trips. And now the 48's really, really fast. And the 5 was really fast as well, which is not surprising. They're all, you know, they've all been super fast all year. So we had our hands full of them today. But, you know, hopefully next weekend we can find a little bit of something and give them a run for their money.
And then how much of a factor, I guess, next week for all of you guys, do you expect, like, the 48 and 24 to be a factor as well?
Probably. I mean, they're fast, so I'd say they'll be, you know, probably around there.
All right. Martin, Kyle, Chase, thank you guys for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck next week in Phoenix. All right, we'll be joined by, thank you. We'll be joined by Alex Bowman. All right, we are gonna roll into our post-race press conference here with our, hang on just a second, before we get started, if you have nascar.com/presspass up, if you can lower your volume, because we just hear the feedback from it, All right, so we're going to roll into the post-race press conference for the Xfinity 500 here at Martinsville Speedway. We've now been joined by our race winner, Alex Bowman. And before we get started with questions, Alex, give us your thoughts there on those final laps and ultimately taking home the victory.
Yeah, definitely extremely happy to be able to get a fourth win for the Ally 48 this year. It's been a rough couple months on us since we started the playoffs, and to come here with such a fast race car and the capability of winning is awesome. Obviously hate that we got into the 11. Unintentional, I just got loose underneath him and spun him out. So I'd be mad too, I get it. But he's been on the other side of that enough to understand. Glad to come out of it with a trophy.
All right, we're now going to go to questions. We're going to start downstairs, and we're going to go upstairs for a question. And to kick us off down here, we're going to start with Jeff Gluck.
Yeah, so he crashed me at Texas last year, and he texted me and apologized and said he'd give me a ride on his jet. So I don't know. We're even, I guess, after that. He crashed the heck out of me there. He just got loose underneath me, like same exact thing, just at a bigger racetrack. And yeah, sarcasm there, obviously. But my point is the shoe's been on the other foot. Like we've been on both sides of it.
And then, yeah, I mean, it has to be kind of a surreal thing. Like you're doing your burnout and like there's a dude facing you, like ramming your car. What was that moment like inside the cockpit for you?
Yeah, have you ever been to Bowman Gray Stadium? I've gone there and watched. That's what it felt like. When they had that TV show with the mods running there, I watched the heck out of that. It was really entertaining then. Not so entertaining when you're living it, but just didn't want to be a part of that and make us both look dumb. So I just tried to not be a part of it. You know, I wasn't gonna try to do stuff like that, and that's not who I am. So yeah, I understand why he's mad. I'd be mad too. I drove off in the corner and got loose and spun him out. So but at the same time, I didn't do it on purpose. If I did, I would tell you. That's part of it.
All right, we're gonna go upstairs for a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. These last couple months have been painful. It's been so frustrating. Honestly, our teammates have kicked our butts for quite a while now. I think Greg and myself have both been pretty down and frustrated and not understood what was going on. We weren't doing things any differently. We weren't approaching weekends differently. We just have been off. So to come to a place that was probably our worst place when we started together and have such a good day and get another win, it feels great. Obviously, four wins this year feels great. Wish we were in the round of four, but you know, we just need to figure out consistency, and this team will be something really, really special.
All right, we'll come back downstairs. Additional questions? And also, Crew Chief Greg Avs has joined here at the table.
You guys are really pumped up.
Yeah.
There was like no hands raised right there.
All right.
Am I that boring?
We'll go to Jordan.
Is this working? Yeah. They're all waiting for me to get here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This question is for Greg. Greg, I mean, you guys have shown at times throughout, since you guys have been together, you guys will string together, you know, four or five races, you know, finishing up front, leading a bunch of laps, winning races, and then you have these moments where things are going the other direction. Why is the lack of consistency a problem?
I don't know. I'm still looking for it. Obviously, you know, that's a great question that doesn't have a really great answer. So, you know, honestly, you know, there's times when it's because you're going to a racetrack that you're not necessarily good at. You know, Martinsville, Richmond were tough racetracks for us, and we're able to come out there and win at them. You know, in the spring race, I feel like we had a solid race car, and you know, to be able to come back here and probably even have a better one. I don't, it's hard to say. We got, you know, took ourselves out early, but yeah, I mean, I wish I 100% knew what that was. You know, I feel like as an organization, you know, we have contributed to a lot of this to success and by being a great teammate and you know, being somewhat innovative with certain setups and stuff like that. But honestly, you know, the consistency is something that's always wavered for us for whatever reason. You know, last year the playoffs was one of our most consistent ever. Summer was not. I think but before the playoffs started, I think you could say that start of the year was really good for us, and then middle and end has not been. So it's a long year. You know, it takes a lot of toll, you know, not only on us as driver and crew chief, but the team as well. And when you're living it every day, sometimes maybe I should ask the media, what do you guys see, right? So when you're so focused on it, yeah, sometimes the easiest thing just misses you.
All right, we'll go to Jeff.
Alex, you doubled your career win total in 1 year. Is that like, I mean, if somebody had said before the year, hey, you're going to win 4 races this year, but you're not going to make the final 4 or something, how would you have viewed that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was really confident coming into this year. We ended the playoffs super strong last year. I feel like we didn't get much credit for it, but I think we scored like the second most points of anybody and just didn't have those playoff points to fall back on because our summer wasn't what it needed to be. Finished 6th in points and we're really fast. So I was confident coming into this year. But the thing that I've circled is to just try to be consistent and consistently run well. And we've struggled to do that. So it's really hard for me to be super excited right now, but you know, the beginning of the season, if you told me I was going to win 4 times, I'd be pretty excited. So wish we were going to Phoenix, obviously, with a chance to win the championship. And it has been painful to kind of go through the playoffs the way they've been, but it's awesome to at least, you know, start to end the year on a strong note.
All right, go ahead. Alex, go ahead.
Thanks. Alexandra with the Charlotte Observer. Alex, how do you race next weekend, I guess, if you guys have the same speed? And, you know, how do you race your teammates versus, I guess, the Gibbs drivers, too, that are in the championship?
Yeah, for sure. You know, respectfully, I feel like I try to race as respectful as I can. You know, mistakes happen, and obviously today probably doesn't appear that way. But, like, I drove off in the corner and jacked the 11 up and carried him off in the corner and passed him. And then pulled over and let him go the next straightaway to try to pass him clean. So respectfully, you know, next week, and no matter who it is, we're going there to get a trophy. But, you know, at the same time, you got to be respectful with what those 4 guys have going on.
All right, go ahead.
Alex, Ted Schmidt, Area Auto Racing News. When something like what happens today happens, how do you handle that? I mean, will you two talk during the week, or I'm not saying specifically you and Denny, but when it happens between 2 drivers normally, how do you guys handle something like that?
Yeah, if the front straightaway thing wouldn't have happened, I would have already talked to him. So, you know, I don't like drama. I'm pretty shy and keep to myself and do my own thing. So this isn't the most comfortable situation for me, but at the same time, I'm paid to win races and that's what we're here to do. So we'll talk this week. You know, next week he's got so much going on with trying to go win a championship, and understandably he's probably, after tonight, he'll be more focused on other things. And I think the last thing he wants is for us two to continue anything next week. So we'll just hopefully talk, and he's gonna be mad. I have my side of the story, and it's not going to make him any happier, but I'll tell him, and we'll go from there.
All right, additional questions? Yep, go ahead. If you guys can keep your hands up, that'll help us get the microphone to you. Thank you.
Charles Rourke, Stardews Martinsville. One thing I can guarantee you, this year they had Denny Hamlin and Chase on the commercial. Guaranteed to be in the commercial next year with that battle, because Clay loves to show the track like this. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, big picture, end of the day, not really a race car driver. At some point we're entertainers, and whether you loved it or you hated it or you're mad about it or you're jumping for joy, a lot of people were probably pretty dang entertained. So hopefully it's good for the sport. You know, I think rivalries are good for the sport, and it's kind of what made NASCAR short track racing.
All right, go ahead.
Steve Richards with PRN. For both of you guys, obviously you'd want to be in the championship four at Phoenix, but what kind of a boost does this victory give for your team headed into the off season?
Yeah, we needed something after the playoff run that we've had, so means a lot to me and I would assume to Greg. I don't know. I mean, it can all go a different direction next week, but if we could just end the season strong next week at Phoenix, that's been a place that's been pretty rough on us over the years, and going to the off season with a lot of unknowns for next year, but at least have some positive momentum, I think ending this way is definitely good.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just when you you know, when the question about making it to championship four is never going to be a question before the consistency. So for us, always trying to get that momentum going into off season and focus on, you know, obviously there's things that we have done right. There's things that we've done not so well. So we just got to continue to focus on that. And, you know, it means a lot for us to win here. Not any cup race. It's such a tough sport, but you know, to win here at Martinsville, the history, legacy, and tragedy, all that happened here at Martinsville is, you know, huge deal for me, and I know it's something that we want to represent well.
All right, we're going to come up front to Jim.
Jim Mutter, Motorsport.com. Alex, throughout the playoffs, a lot of, well, Kyle's been racking up wins. A lot of times, though, the Hendrick drivers have been some of his toughest competition. At what point today did you feel like you were in that situation? It looked like maybe the second half of the race. Was there a point where you felt, I have a car that can contend?
Yeah, honestly, I was confident coming here after how strong we were in the spring, and I felt really good really early. We gave guys a lot of breaks early in the race, which ended up putting me in situations that hurt us, like when the 12 brake checked the 3, it cost us spots, and we had damage and had to fix it on pit stops and stuff like that. So, you know, that was, I think it probably masked how good we were early, but I think we had a really fast race car the whole time, passed a ton of race cars today, and definitely felt strong all day.
And Greg, kind of along those lines, as the end of the race wound down and Alex found himself in the mix of a bunch of playoff drivers trying to determine their future, were you guys focused on anything other than just his situation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes if you get too far past what your performance is, you lose sight and maybe get inconsistent. So for us, it was, you know, knowing that we had a strong run in the spring, and trying to build off of that. You know, Alex drives this place different than our teammates, and it requires a different setup for him. And we've proved at Richmond, Martinsville, and now again here that we're able to take his feedback and tailor it to what he wants in a race car and come out successful. So, you know, for sure, you know, like he said, early in the race, there was times when you knew people were going to be aggressive and knew who had to win and who didn't, and just lived, you know, let it string out, knew we had a fast car, and instead of taking a fender off of it, just waiting for it to string out and get by them that way.
All right, any questions upstairs? All right, we'll come back downstairs. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I was kind of following up on the last question. If were you aware that Hamlin most likely was getting in as long as he stayed on the lead lap, and did that impact at all the way you raced him?
Yeah, I knew he was pretty well locked in. And I don't think it really did. You know, I think I would have raced him the way I did regardless, and made every attempt to race him clean and finally just got loose underneath him. Like, I think this whole garage knows that I race pretty clean, and you know, you're racing for wins at a short track, you're maxed out. I was loose in all day and finally just got loose in. So you know, I feel like if he was fighting for a playoff spot or on the outside looking in, I would have raced him the same. Here to win races, and at the end of the day, that's kind of all that matters.
All right, any final questions? All right, we'll go to the back. Steve, go ahead.
Alex, what are you going to do with the clock? Do you have a place for it yet?
I don't have a place for it. I haven't even thought that far ahead. This is way too much drama for my brain to process. I don't really know what to do with myself up here. It's a little awkward, but yeah, I don't really have a good spot for it the way my house is. I might have to knock a wall down or something. Construction project going on this winter.
Maybe we'll do that tonight.
Never know with Greg coming to the party. It gets pretty ugly sometimes.
Not really.
He sprayed beer on my ceiling once, so anything can happen.
How did that happen?
Just next question.
Greg was no longer in the building. His name was Hansel.
All right. Well, I always say there's no better way to leave a racetrack than when you smell like champagne, and both of you currently do. So congratulations on the win today, and we wish you the best of luck next week in Phoenix.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for what you guys do for us.